This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody. Hello, everybody. What'd you like when I said, when I used to say on the show?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. That's my guest. I'll introduce you to her in a minute. Helping me out here. So, hello, everybody. Welcome to On Target. And I'm your host, Penny Wolfgang, and we're here every week. And you can tell that we're going to have a fun program today because we're talking about one of my favorite subjects. It's not law and order. It's not the courts. It's not law. So now, what's your third guest? What's your second guest, everybody? Because you listen to On Target every week, we hope. And you
all
listen
together now.
And
ready?
You listen to me all together now. One, two, three.
Theater.
It's the theater. You know I'm obsessed with the theater. And especially this time of year because it's open. It's curtain up past. It's opening night for so many theaters in our community, and it's such an exciting vibe. You know, it's not only in New York that everybody gets excited about the theater season. It's right here in Western New York, in Buffalo, because as I think I've told you several times, we have the most energetic and diverse and talented theater companies here in Western New York. And you know, On Target, we try to let you know everything that's going on in the community when we can and what activities are happening culturally so you can take part, what organizations are making a difference here in Western New York. We're going to talk to one of them shortly on another program. We hope you'll keep listening. But now we are going to talk to the diva herself. We have in the studio with us the queen of the theater district. Tell me another word. I'm trying to think of
slug?
Like the most, the most well-known, respected, the epitome of theater here in Western New York. And you probably already guessed who she is. First of all, you heard a voice. And second of all, you heard my Penny, her Penny voice, but her own voice you're going to recognize too. She, you know that cliche, everyone says somebody needs no introduction. Well, my guest in the studio needs no introduction. Mary Kate O'Connell has been so instrumental in the theater district and in the success of the theater district. District and the expansion of the theater companies here in Western New York. And she's been a role model for so many people and theater companies here in Western New York. And I want to say, too, we like to talk about economics as well as cultural events as well as, you know, law and order. But economically, I am talking to a small business owner, right?
That's right.
A person who is a small business owner and a woman. So I've covered so many bases with this program.
I'm
so
excited. Sort of grant, I think.
Mary Kate O'Connell has been, as I said, involved in the theater company and theater community in Western New York. And O'Connell and Company, which we're going to talk about, has experienced the most amazing growth and had so many sold-out appearances and has been involved over 25 years. This is the 25th anniversary season. Mm-hmm. And has a really exciting new adventure. I don't know if you want to call it
adventure,
but what do you want to call it?
That's good. An adventure's great.
In store. So I thought this is exciting news. This is a chance for Mary Kate O'Connell, who, as you probably guessed already, is one of my oldest friends here in Western New York. Yeah. And so she's here in the studio with us. Welcome. Thank you so much. She's right at home, of course, because she's a media person. She's been at Entercom, all our stations so many times. And as we were alluding to before, we were doing a television program together, which we had a lot of fun.
We did.
A year or so ago. So thank you for coming. I want to...
Thank you.
In case there's somebody who either just maybe came to Western New York or relocated here or doesn't follow the theater, which I can't believe there is such a person here in Western New York.
They exist. They exist.
I need
you. We're here to convert them.
Oh my gosh, we are. So I need you to help me out here by just saying, letting our listeners know about how you came to start your own theater company.
Well, O'Connell & Company, as you said, is going to celebrate its 25th anniversary season in 2020. And Diva is performing, celebrating its 20th anniversary in 2020. So we have nothing but cake ahead of us, I think.
Good.
Yeah.
Vanilla. And I'm allergic
vanilla.
To chocolate.
I know, we're good with vanilla. And O'Connell & Company was founded in 1995, and it was just a labor of love. I knew that I wanted to put together a small company that had its eye on the prize, and that prize would be to really be part of a community, be part of our community, to make theater affordable for everyone, and to do quality shows that families could come to see together. And that's really, it's kind of a simple, basic motto for us, that it's, you know, family first, and let's do theater together. And but we're also very focused on women's issues, and we are very focused on women playwrights and leading roles for actresses, and women directors and technicians. Just a little nod to the sisterhood, which represents, you know, the diva community. This past week, let's see, that would be the 14th, a week ago today, we had the wonderful, wonderful honor of singing at the National Women's Hall of Fame induction luncheon. Yeah. So,
which was where?
My new best friend, Jane Fonda, and I. What?
There's such it a was resemblance, in, too.
Well, there is. Yeah. It's a Waterloo. It was just beyond Seneca Falls, where the Women's Hall of Fame is. And we were asked to perform at the inductees' luncheon. So it was just, we're still walking on air. It was Angela Davis and Diane von Furstenberg and Sonia Sotomayor and Jane Fonda and
I can't believe you're saying.
I know.
Can I touch your arm?
No, you really can't, because it's really just still floating. But it was just, it was amazing. And it just really, the reason I bring it up is because it was an awesome event. And, but also it really, really energized my commitment to our women's issues in Western New York and in the world, clearly, but start small. Nobody starts a winner, you know.
And you and the company, yep. But a lot of time has gone by, and it grew and grew and grew. We're talking about Diva as if everybody knows. But they should.
Yes.
I know they should. But somewhere you got this idea about the Diva Productions. I don't know what you want to call it.
Well,
the Diva
by Diva, a celebration of women. Yeah, it all came to me. I have to say, Penny, it was always there, and I think it was just that scratch the surface and that. I come from a family of women who are very kind and very powerful, and people that I hope to become one day. And my mother was a quotaholic, as am I. And a lot of the diva material is driven by quotes by amazing women. And it's supported with songs by, for, and about women, as well as stories. And it's not a show that has to have all theater people in it. We have, you know, bankers and chefs and teachers and cooks and, you know, everybody from the community.
And wannabes. And wannabe actresses.
Oh, give me a break.
Wannabe singers.
Yes, okay.
Wannabes.
Yes.
Tone deaf people.
Well, okay, you got me there. But, the thing is that.
Should I sing happy birthday for you?
Don't do that.
It always entertains her.
Okay.
Because she says, there's not one right note.
That's right. Congratulations.
All right, I digress.
But it's what's great about Diva is that it has really grown into something that we've had over 350 women participate in it. We are doing four fundraisers just this coming month for Zonta and for two wonderful sorority conventions that are coming to town. And it's really wonderful that people reach out to us, and we almost are giving back to them. We're a reflection of them. And they don't know it, you know?
What is amazing to me And I'm not just saying this because I love you and we're friends and you're so talented, but how you can come up with material, different material, new material that is so relevant and topical sometimes that for each show, and yet it's, as you said, it's following the theme, but it's also innovative. I don't know where you come up with this every time.
Thank you. I don't either, and I really don't. It's just I get into my safe like little place and I think and I write and I research and I listen. That's the most important thing. I'm still learning, but to be a good listener, to know your audience, to know who your audience is. When we do Diva, for example, if I have a special group, a number of years ago, we had a huge flower convention. It was all of these gardeners and all of these people that write books and have television shows and on gardening. And it was, I was, okay, we can do this. And I did all the research.
A lot of Googling and research.
It was a ton on gardeners. And the show, absolutely, from the beginning to the end, and I had some guest divas from the organization, it was all about flowers and it was all about being, you know, bloom where you were planted was what I called the whole show. And it was great. And I realized then and there that there really was no way that I was going to duplicate any one of the shows. So each one of them is a brand new show with some of the familiar pieces to it. But essentially, it's a new cast and a new show every single time we do it. This past weekend, last night, we did Curtain Up 2019, the party of the century. And we, I wrote a very special Gentlemen Prefer Divas that we called Broadway Legends. And I talk about all of the songs from every show that was in town. I have some of the most amazing people that performed with us. Everyone, you know, Carrie Kate Abel and Katie Miner and Mary Craig and et cetera, John DeShulo was in the show.
The one and only.
Yep. And, but it was just amazing on many levels because we talked about theaters, everything from Melody Fair to Art Park to the old studio at Lafayette and Hoyt and the Hippodrome and the Century and all of the history of Buffalo and Broadway mixing together.
And you mentioned men, so on target, you know, we have a lot of men who are listening, I hope, shout out there. And when you first started Diva many, many years ago, I said to Michael and another couple friends of mine, I want to go see Diva. And Michael and my other friend's husband were like, no, we're not doing this. We're not going to have any men bashing thing just because of you, you know, and blah, blah. We made them go because those were the days when we could make our guys do stuff. And of course, they loved it. It's not men bashing at all.
No. It's a celebration of people. It's gender specific, but not gender exclusive.
That's a good way to phrase it.
It just really is.
You just mentioned there are men when you're doing the gentleman.
Bob Chick and Loretta Kaminsky were in the show. But I did some great interviews with Al Nocciolino about some of the great shows that have come to Shays. Great discussion with Bryna Weiss, who's now living out in California, who had a theater, as you know. And it was just, it's really great. And some of my theater people, I asked them, you know, what are your greatest memories of seeing a Broadway show, whether a play or a drama or wherever the location was, in the Western New York area? And all of a sudden, people are like still shooting me, you know, up until curtain time, practically, I was getting stories. And it was like, okay, the script's done.
Leave me alone. Yeah. Okay, I'm done. Yeah. I'm done. Hey, if you just tuned in, you listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And today, we are talking to the one and only Mary Kate O'Connell of O'Connell and Company. And we're talking about that, about the theater and about all the wonderful productions in the past. And we're going to talk about the future.
That's
because
right.
I said at the top of the program that you had what was called exciting news a while ago, and there's going to be a big change in the location
That's
of
right.
O'Connell and Company.
We have found a new home that is in the Tonawanda-Kenton area, 3200 Elmwood Avenue. It's used to be called the Philip Sheridan School. It's one of the first schools that were shut down when they were closing schools. And it is a fortress. It's awesome. The developers that are in there are very caring and engaging people. They invited us to come and take a look and to come bring our theater company to be in residence there. And it's double the seats, actually triple the seats of our old theater. Tons of free, very well-lit parking, accessible accessible for all handicap and wheelchairs and walkers or anything. And it's a wonderful, wonderful adventure that we are on.
I was going to say, you're up for anything. Right. So now you've
absolutely
got to double the size of the audience.
And slow and steady wins the race. So we are slowly getting this wonderful piece that I believe it's going to really change the makeup of the area and of O'Connell and Company, because we're going to be able to expand in so many different directions, not only with our women's issue groups, but we have fabulous main stage musicals. We're going to be expanding our children's theater programs. We're going to be doing some senior theater programs. And we open with the it's like the gift. You know, it's like as soon as we knew we had this show, it was like anything can work. We are doing the premiere of Mel Brooks's Young Frankenstein, the musical.
And I wouldn't put it past you that Mel Brooks would be here. Oh, no, he can't.
That'd be so good. Let's get him. Let's get him. Get him on the phone.
Yeah.
James, get him on the phone.
Tell us, I wanted to talk a little bit about the season. So
well,
you
the
started
season,
with Young, you can, you know, starting with Young Frankenstein.
And
you know, I'm sorry,
go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt,
no,
but
no.
Did we discuss the fact that you are concentrate on musicals?
We focus on, musicals,
focus on
musicals, but we still have a wonderful selection of plays and comedies that we're ordering, that we're offering. Just wanted to set this up before I mention the rest of the shows of the season, is that this being our 2019-2020, the 2020 is our anniversary season. So the way we've set up this season is the first half of our season is new programming. Soon as 2020 hits, it's encores. So we're going to be doing we've asked over the past 2 years, we asked our audience, what were your favorite shows over the years? And they told us and we took it and ran with it. So and then 2020 and 2021, the first half is going to be encores and the second half will be new programming. But so here we are, we're at Young Frankenstein's going to open on October 3rd. Just in time of the haunting season. And then we're putting together a very a lovely diva show. It's called A Very Diva Christmas. I always think of this as that moment in White Christmas when, Vera Lynn and Rosemary Clooney come out from behind the Christmas tree in their beautiful dresses. And we're going to have just a wonderful diva, all diva Christmas for. And that's just three performances at this point. We may be adding more. And then when February opens up, we're going to be doing the encore production of Glorious, the Florence Foster Jenkins story, the world's worst singer, and I get to play that again.
I was going to say, you're not looking at me, right?
No.
No.
Okay. No. Come on, Ken. And then we're going to close our season we continue our season at theater, which is at 3200 Elmwood Avenue. It's called the Kenton Elmwood Commons, just so you know. We'll have all sorts of lighting and signage for you.
And a little more about it, too, the theater itself. They said it was a $30 million private sector development.
Yes,
so
they're working at it. They're a great group.
For the town. It's for the community.
And we've been very welcomed by
like
the town.
Like I said before, there's a lot of economic
fallout
from this. So it's important.
Yes. And we finish out our season there with Lucky Stiff, the musical. It's kind of like Weekend at Bernie's meets the Goodfellas. But it's funny.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, what goes on in Monte Carlo stays in Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
And then we're closing the season with Steel Magnolias, one of our wonderful hits that we are so honored to bring back. Now, as you know, we also have a second stage that we perform down at the Shays Smith Theater. Whereas most of the people that I talk to, I say, remember Laube's Old Spain?
Yeah, I know. Or I know. And other things, too. And yeah. It's very hard to describe where it is. I do that, too.
I say it all the time. Yeah. Okay, you remember Swiss Chalet? You still spill the sauce?
That's right, yeah.
Well, we're opening there on November 29th with A Closer Walk with Patsy Cline, which is a beautiful retrospective musical review about Patsy Cline and her fabulous, fabulous selection of songs that she really owned, and her way too early demise. And is performed by Melissa Leventhal, who is Patsy Cline. And I have to say, this is a show not to be missed. She's flawless. It's great. So that's down at the Shea Smith. And then also at the Shea Smith in January, I was saying April, I don't know why I'm wishing my life away, Nonsense Amen, the all-male version of Nonsense, the musical.
Oh, there was one?
Yes. It was one of our biggest hits ever in the 25 years we've been around. And so that's an encore that we're bringing back. And then, of course, everyone's favorite diva of bingo, Betsy Carmichael, is coming back.
Oh, we love
with
her.
With a new original piece.
Oh, we love her.
And it's Betsy Carmichael's Hawaiian Luau Bingo. So everyone gets a lei and a lucky troll and good luck. And
you know, you describing that theater a little bit, it's really intimate.
Where, Smith?
Yes.
Yes,
Smith, it's small.
Smith is a small theater. It's a perfectly lovely, comfortable-sized theater. I think it's perfect for so many things that you don't feel that you're sort of in a mass. I think we top out at about 200 seats when we set up for performances at Smith. And I have to tell you, there's the whole team at Shea's, second to none. I mean,
we're so lucky to have Shea.
Super lucky.
In Buffalo.
But their tech team is amazing. And, I have to say, my team over at O'Connell and Company, if they didn't exist, I'd have to invent them, because they have absolutely made this
move.
People
forget how much there is involved, besides what they see on the stage.
Exactly. I mean, I have a wonderful board of directors who has rolled, they're the roll up their sleeves board of directors people. And people that Joey Buhecker and Carlisle Lipke Mitchell, and of course Jessica Marinelli and Marie Olzak, and great. I mean, I can't even mention them all, because they've just been so so vital for our growth.
I just wanted, aside from the fact that you did mention how much you do for the community for different groups and charities, I want to mention the young people, children, theater type thing that you do, because it's really important. There's nothing else like it in the area.
Thank you. Thank you. I have always subscribed to using theater technique and theater games and theater classes, what have you, to help enhance our people skills and our social skills and our, good choices, bad choices skills. And it really has helped, because it makes it fun. And I think that's where we perhaps differ, but there's such a wonderful array of theater schools that have been coming up in the Western New York area. And I don't think you can have too many, because the smaller the class, the better the result, I think. And
it's good training, as you pointed out, not just for wanting to go into the theater, but just for life.
Oh, yeah. You get up you have to know how to stand in front of a class to give a speech, talk in front of your classmates. Ye gods, that's awful. But, we give them the tricks.
You know that number one fear when they do those studies of people, I'm talking like grown-ups, you say, what are you most afraid of? Of, and it's public speaking.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear that? I mean, big presidents of corporations, CEOs, what are you afraid of?
People tell you, picture them all, in their underwear. Don't.
Oh.
That will not get out of your memory.
That doesn't work.
That's not going to help. And, nobody's going to come out a winner after that happens. But, we do work with grown-ups, so to speak, on their technique and speaking and public speaking and presentation and things like that. But, I have to say that over at the developers, I did want to mention this, was Tom and Phyllis Siskar and John Doerr are the driving people behind the development of the Philip Sheridan School, which, as I mentioned, is now called the Kenton Elmwood Commons. It sounds a little British, I think.
You like that, right?
I think we should all have little tiaras or something. Yeah. And it's great. And it's the perfect location. It's got a ton of beautiful lawn. And we're in the middle of a neighborhood. I mean, we have neighbors that are, you know, people.
That's why I'm so glad that we talk about this on On Target, because, you know, our listeners from that area particularly, you know, might not be aware of it, and now they'll be looking for it.
Well, I hope they do, and I hope they give us a call to come and see the facility. We're, you know, we're at 848-0800. Our phone number, as I know you have a tattooed on your arm.
I was just going to ask you. Don't worry.
But 848-0800, and they can also contact us at O'ConnellandCompany.com. We would love them to come over and give us a call, come over and see the space and tell their neighbors. And we've been very welcomed, as I mentioned, by the whole Kenton Business Association and the...
Well, a Broadway legend in their community.
There we go.
It must be. And I left this out at the beginning. I was going to say this. I forgot. One of the guests sitting in the studio with me is one of the very few who has a star on the, what do they call it, the Walk of Fame?
The Plaza
what do you
of the
think
Stars,
they call it? The Plaza of Stars in front of... so that's really impressive.
Thank you.
Because
thank
there's
you.
Very, you know, only few have been thank honored you. With that. So,
well, I was at the latest installment for Jean Cairns, as you were the other night, and it was really, it was moving and tear-jerking and so celebratory. It was wonderful.
And it is for all of the recipients because it's a great... and they made it the day, Jean Cairns Day.
Yes,
you know, I love
know.
That. Thank you, Mary-Kate. It was great talking to you.
Penny,
and
always
just
great.
Again,
thank you.
Maybe before we leave, the phone, we'll give it the phone number. And
sure. It's O'Connell Company at the Kenton Elmwood Commons, 3200 Elmwood Avenue, 14217. Our phone number is 716-848-0800. And they can also contact us on the web at your O'ConnellandCompany.com.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for being here, and thank you all for listening to On Target.
Yes,
please join
you.
Us again next week, same time, same station. Have a good week, and goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.